Hi, and welcome to the Product Science Podcast, where we're helping startup founders and product leaders build high-growth products, teams, and companies through real conversations with people who have tried it and aren't afraid to share lessons learned from their failures along the way. I'm your host, Holly Hester Riley, and I've got some news for you today. I'm founder and CEO of a product management training and consulting company, formerly known as H2R Product Science. But today, we are announcing that we are now the Product Science Group. Why did we make this change? While H2R Product Science started in 2017 as a solo and founder-driven venture, it has grown now to a team that has the same mission. We're made of product leaders, designers, and UX researchers who believe deeply in the power of product science to tackle your product management challenges. Through hands-on consulting, coaching, and training, we have been working with clients to drive change on the ground that creates better outcomes for them and their company.
Every individual organization has its own unique complexities and challenges and nuances. There's a lot of skepticism that somebody, A, coming from the outside will be able to understand and work within it, and B, that someone without expertise in that area will be able to make an impact. The feedback had been, we need someone who is a subject matter expert in this specific slice of the industry to be a product manager for this area because it's so specific and niche, and without that specialized knowledge, they're doomed to fail. The first round of our engagement concluded. Our client, as well as the CEO of the company, were convinced that that is not the case, and that actually we, as product managers, with discipline and rigor of the product science method, were able to make significant impact, even though we didn't have those years of expertise in the financial industry.
We here at the Product Science Group like to live by the principles we teach: evidence-based product strategy, continuous discovery and delivery, and empowered teams.
Whether it's on the qualitative side and it's a little more around psychology and behavioral economics, or it's on the quantitative side and it's more around data science, everyone wants evidence, and that comes to us from the scientific world. So to be able to kind of go to that route and bring that and say that's part of the methodology that we're bringing is a very powerful piece.
With such a growth in talent, we wanted a new name to reflect our empowered team. So we've extracted the H2R, which, by the way, was a play on my initials as a chemical symbol, two H's and an R. And we've crystallized as a group. Now we are the Product Science Group. We've updated our website and our socials to reflect that new name. You can now find us at productsciencegroup.com. productsciencepodcast.com, or look for Product Science Group on LinkedIn, YouTube, TikTok, and Instagram. Okay, so that was the first thing that I wanted to share, that news that we're changing to the Product Science Group. The second thing that I want to share is that we're planning some changes for the upcoming season, season 6 of the Product Science Podcast. You see, we've been doing our own continuous discovery. We've been experimenting, trying different platforms like YouTube, TikTok, and Instagram, and talking to our audience and beyond. And we think some changes are in order. So we've updated our strategy based on the evidence. First, we're recording video. We'll have full-length video and audio episodes on our podcast distribution platforms, and short video and audio clips on socials, such as YouTube, LinkedIn, Instagram, and TikTok. Second, we will be analyzing the insights from our guests and their wealth of experience and extracting them into lab notes to help you apply the product science principles in your work. Finally, I also want to share that we're piloting a live cohort-based class on Maven so that we can bring our experience to you in a remote yet hands-on way. Don't forget to check the show notes for a link to our course interest survey. We're excited about all of these changes and what's to come for the Product Science Group. But as with an Electron, we still have some uncertainty. We know where we're headed, but we're not sure when we'll get there. So stay tuned on social media where we'll share teasers of the upcoming season. Now, I'm going to head back to the lab to get ready to bring you season 6 of the Product Science Podcast.